USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset damage from the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says it's the most far-reaching response since the financial crisis of 2008.
The president wants to put money in the economy now. This is where if there are people and small businesses that can't make payroll because their business has ceased to exist. We've told people in restaurants, don't go into restaurants. We want to make sure that those business owners have money to pay their employees. We're not going to put money in those business owners just for the sake of them keeping it, but we're going to help them with liquidity to meet their payroll.
Mnuchin adds that Americans may be getting $1,000 checks in the mail.
This is the time that hardworking Americans are impacted by government decisions. That's when the government has to step up to put money into the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Closings, cancellations, and postponements continue to be announced from the coronavirus in every state in America. In Florida and in Oregon, all bars and nightclubs are closing down, and all restaurants are only doing takeout orders. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Here in the shadow of the nation's capital, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan's been issuing new orders every day for nearly a week. Among the latest, he's moved the date of the Maryland primary because of the coronavirus from April 28th to June 2nd. He's ordered 100% cashless tolling on all of the state's toll roads and bridges, and the state is suspending vehicle emissions testing, turning inspection sites into drive-through coronavirus testing centers.
While these measures may seem extreme, if we do not take them now, it could be too late.
Effective yesterday, Hogan had also ordered bars, restaurants, gyms, and theaters to close until further notice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus outbreak spreads, what should you say to your kids without frightening them? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some answers.
As parents continue to deal with the coronavirus, as many schools across the country are out for at least the next 2 weeks, in some cases even more, how much should you be telling your children?
Dr. Deborah Gilboa joins Fox News and says if you don't know how to answer a question, you should.
We give them the truth, but at the developmental level that they're ready. So short answers, don't tell them things you don't know or pretend or make things up, because they need first and foremost when they're afraid to know they can trust you to give them honest answers.
And as far as young children, the doctor believes they need to know something as well.
Even young kids have heard things, and even more for children than for adults, it's difficult to differentiate between feelings and fears and fact. So when you ask your kids what they've heard or what they know, you'll be able to correct misinformation. You'll also be able to go with them and teach them how to research in evidence-based, fact-based places, how to find out what's real.
Former Vice President Joe Biden tallied an early win in Florida's primary election. Florida carries 219 pledged delegates, making it one of the most coveted primary states. The coronavirus has caused complication in the primaries, cutting the number of poll workers and hampering voter turnout. Ohio has pulled the plug on its primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.